Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
In terms of stories, this is top 5 in U.S. history. Right up there with D-Day, Pearl Harbor, and Hiroshima. It's the story that I laid out in yesterday's podcast about the death of the First Amendment, the most precious of our freedoms. The fact that the military has now assumed control of speech in America. But not just our military, also the British military, have taken the gravest weapons that they use to target our enemies and their speech overseas and illegally turn them on the American people to control our elections and get an outcome they want. For all the details, you can listen to yesterday's podcast, but the gist of it is simple. We had thought it was just the Department of Homeland Security that was censoring us. We didn't know that the Pentagon had turned over some of its foremost manipulation weapons used in Arab Spring, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, on those populations to military contractors. So a conglomeration of military leaders from the U.S. and from Britain could target individuals, spy on them, and censor them, completely controlling entire narratives online. Unlike Hiroshima, Pearl Harbor, D-Day, the media, incredibly, barely covered it. That's how you know how important it was. Republican leadership, as usual, at least so far, had nothing to say about this incredible development that means that our candidates, every dollar that we raise for them, is meaningless. They won't be able to speak. Their campaign ads will be buried by no less than a conglomeration of the British and American military. Laura Ingraham absolutely nailed the silence last night on her show of the GOP leadership. This is from a conversation she was having at the time with Senator Josh Hawley, who at least did speak up.
Senator, the thing that I'm blown away by, and this is not directed at you, is how few members of the Republican Party have really stood up Yes. and called this out for what it is. Silence is tacit approval in this case. When the government is used against the people who fund the government, that's tyranny.
Ingraham actually likened the GOP leadership to lobsters in a case. It's a grocery store.
Just look in the mirror. As our government is compiling enemies lists, as our government is carrying out surveillance and censorship in the name of security, you were silent. That's called tacit approval. And the voters will not forget. You're all kind of like lobsters in a grocery store case, still moving around and completely oblivious to what comes next. Oh, and sorry, the plutocrat's favorite candidate, Nikki Haley's not going to save you. The vicious weaponization of government against the people must be exposed. It must be prosecuted where appropriate, and it must be ended once and for all. Anyone who has stood silent as this was unfolding should never get close to power again.
Speaking of Nikki Haley, wanted to point out to you that something that I predicted in August just came to pass. Remember back in August when I told you that Bill Gates had rolled out his government digital ID program and invited the world's governments to download it and use it for free? And I told you, watch, in the next couple of months, somebody's going to come to you and push this. They're going to introduce this. They're going to find or see a sudden need for you to have digital ID, i.e. verification by the government in order to use the internet. I figure that somebody would be with the Biden administration, or it'd be some fake emergency we suddenly needed internet credentials for. I never imagined the person chosen in the United States to herald this would be Nikki Haley, but it was. Look at the timing here back to back. It's almost eerie, and I didn't realize it at the time, but almost simultaneously, Justin Trudeau of Canada announced that Canada would be embracing this digital ID system in partnership with Europe, to be voluntary, of course, at first. Do you realize that during roughly the same week period, Nikki Haley announced it here? Her version was softer and more packaged for Americans, but no less authoritarian. You will be verified if you want to use the internet.
When I get into office, the first thing we have to do, social media accounts, every person on social media should be verified by their name. That's, first of all, it's a national security threat.
They chose her, y'all. The World Economic Forum chose her. Heck, on the day she said it, as I told you at the time, she had had breakfast that morning with a board of directors chairman of the World Economic Forum. You know, the crazy people who say you will own nothing and be happy. That's because they'll own everything and control everything. She had breakfast that morning with Larry Fink, who not only sits on the board of the World Economic Forum, but is also the CEO of BlackRock, which has pioneered ESG scores, i.e. Chinese social credit system style scores for businesses. Fink wants to push that down to individuals too. Nikki Haley was chosen to deliver the message because she carried through. Look at what's happened since. She's the belle of the ball. All the right Wall Street fundraisers are suddenly raising money for her. Even Hillary Clinton's star fundraiser, a self-acknowledged longtime Democrat and huge Democrat donor, JP Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon, came out of nowhere to announce he would fundraise for her too. In fact, just yesterday, he urged his fellow liberal Democrats to support her. Again, this is because she's their chosen messenger for this. And it actually makes sense. We'd rebel against it hard if the left came out and announced this, if Biden did. The fact that it's a Republican makes it more of a meh. That's why you're not getting the kind of backlash you'd get. Jamie Dimon knows it, and he knows how important it is to these elites to get this censorship system in place. Remember, the sole basis, the key basis for the Chinese social credit system is government-issued digital ID. It is literally the key to the internet in China. You cannot get on it or bank or do anything without it. Anyway, here's Hillary's star fundraiser, Jamie Dimon. He bundled for her. In other words, collected Wall Street donations, essentially pimping Nikki to his liberal Democrat friends.
Nikki Haley.
You did. You've been talking to Nikki Haley.
Liberal, yes, I have. Even if you're a very liberal Democrat, I urge you, you know, help Nikki Haley too. You know, get a choice on a Republican side that might be better than Trump.
Want to pause here. We'll return to the podcast in just 1 minute. One of the cool things about PhD weight loss is the side effects. I thought I had joint pain that ran in my family. I was taking over-the-counter meds for it, and if I'd forget for a few days, the pain really hurt. I just assumed it was something I'd always have to deal with. Well, I started PhD weight loss, dropped 30 pounds, kept it off, and I don't have joint pain anymore. I don't have to take anything for it either. I'm able to go hiking with my family with no issues. I never thought 30 pounds on my small frame would do that to my joints, but it did. I used to worry about if I'd even be able to continue to exercise if my joint pain got worse, but that's not even a thought anymore. The answer to pretty much every medical issue or prevention could be your excess weight. You're tired of carrying it around. Make the most important two-minute call of 2023 to change your life. Get your consultation on the calendar so you're ready for 24. Book it for January. Go to myphdweightloss.com. That's myphdweightloss.com. Now back to the podcast. So for our globalist elites, this system of online control that Nikki Haley is pushing is the number one goal. And after she promoted it, just like clockwork, along came Kevin McCarthy. And here's where you can see the play I have been telling you was the play since this spring. Former speaker and disgraced globalist and practical Democrat Kevin McCarthy then comes out of nowhere to endorse Nikki Haley as Trump's VP. See the play? Because here's what McCarthy knows. His globalist buddies at the Department of Justice and the Biden administration, they intend to put Trump in prison. And guess who, voila, would then be the nominee or the president? That'd be Nikki Haley, a person who in a normal, straight up, fair GOP primary, where nobody's under threat of going to prison, couldn't get 35% of the vote. It's the exact scenario I've been warning about since this spring. And I said it'd either be Haley or Scott, the two Bush uniparty candidates, two people they can never shove through any other way. But why would Kevin McCarthy think Donald Trump would pick a swamp creature like Nikki Haley as his Veep? McCarthy knows Trump's broke, and Haley has got gobs of cash. This very scenario is why everybody, including Hillary's own fundraisers, are so interested in Haley. See, a lot of Trump's assets were frozen in that New York fraud trial. He can't self-fund a campaign if he wanted to. He's looking at upwards of $1 billion in legal bills, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. So here's how he's paying them right now. He's using campaign cash, 100 million plus so far, not on a campaign, which is going to kill us, but on his legal bills. Then Ronna McDaniel, who Trump backed as the RNC chair, comes behind him and pays for some of his campaign events, what few there are. The fact that Ronna McDaniel has been doing this, the donors at the RNC Republican National Committee, which is sort of the campaign brain of the Republican Party, the donors have figured it out and they've snapped their purses shut. She's also not very popular, too. It's why she only raised $7 million in November to the Democrats, $14 million. They know that it's essentially pass-through money to pay Trump's legal bills. It's not actually helping the party win. Bottom line, Trump needs that globalist money. Ironically, that would come from Nikki Haley. Do not be surprised if he picks her. That way, the globalist uniparty would have all of its bases covered. If there's some kind of economic catastrophe, like, I don't know, our treasury bond situation spins out of control and Biden loses, well, you've got one of them. You've got uniparty and Nikki Haley as the president because Trump's in prison.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
But on the other hand, the more likely scenario is they'll just steal it again and Biden will get the win. Either way, they're covered. It's why they're all over her all of a sudden. I'm not predicting it'll go down this way, but I know this for certain. It's how they want it to go down. Meanwhile, wait till you hear this. Did you ever like a Trump tweet? Retweet a Trump tweet? Or do what millions did? Just follow Trump's account because you like to read what he was saying when he had a Twitter account? Well, guess what? You're now on a government list. Trump's special prosecutor, Jack Smith, he's the guy persecuting Trump because you can't really call it prosecuting. Had an Obama judge to approve a secret search warrant for Trump's Twitter account that was basically encompassed anybody who liked a Trump tweet, retweeted a Trump tweet, or followed Trump on Twitter. Folks, it's the perfect government blacklist. The search warrant was so secret that even Trump's legal team didn't know that Jack Smith issued a subpoena for the records. And God bless Elon Musk, who was fined $350,000 over at Twitter because Twitter delayed producing the subpoenaed records. This is truly terrifying, given what we've learned this week about, again, the joint military intelligence wings about the British government and our government censoring, targeting, stalking internet users. I mean, this is the perfect list. Heck, you could use it to round up people if things got really bad in this country. But it really would be a perfect guide, and they've got it. And keep in mind, these are the same people who put all these January 6ers, including pregnant women and grandmas, who just went into the Capitol while the Capitol police held the door open and took selfies and put them in prison. That's who these people are. What they are capable of at the Department of Justice doing with this, God only knows. But I can bet you it's already been passed to our military censors. God help us, folks. It gets worse day by day. But if there was a bright spot this week, it had to be Elon Musk telling off one of those censors. Folks, we've literally reached the point where, remember corporations when you were younger, like they didn't want to get involved in politics, religion, anything like that, right? They didn't want to sell you their product. They just wanted to sell the maximum number possible. Not anymore. Censorship of half the country, that'd be me and you, is now a treasured corporate value, which is why the Walt Disney Company, Apple, Paramount, Airbnb, and Uber, among others, announced they're leaving X because it's too intolerant. What are they not leaving? TikTok and Instagram, which are riddled with anti-Semitism and pro-Hamas support right now, which just goes to show you this has nothing to do with anti-Semitism. This has everything to do with objecting to the idea of half of America having any rights at all. What made this so cool was it was a New York Times forum and Bob Iger, CEO of Disney, who had just taken his ads off Musk's Twitter, was in the audience. Listen and understand as you're listening to this, the reason they're pulling their money is because the Democrats have asked them to pile up the bills on Musk to force him, induce him to censor again. Here's Musk at the New York Times forum.
There was all of the criticism. There was advertisers leaving. We talked to Bob Iger
today. I hope
today.
They stop.
You hope?
Don't advertise.
You don't want them to advertise?
No.
What do you mean?
If somebody's going to try to blackmail me with advertising, blackmail me with money, go fuck yourself.
But go fuck yourself. Is that clear? I hope it is. Hey, Bob, you're in the audience.
Well, let me ask you then.
That's how I feel. Don't advertise.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.